Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 17 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is Overcoming Great Obstacles. Frederick Wilcox said, "Progress also involves risk. You can't steal second and keep your foot on first." Our text today is Joshua 3:14 through 17. "So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan, with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest, the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away, at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those flowing down toward the sea of Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off, and the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground until the nation finished passing over the Jordan." What obstacle stands between you and your promised land? What barrier do you need to cross in order to live in the promises of God? Do you have enough faith in God to trust Him to help you get there? Those are questions that Israel had to come to grips with in Joshua 3. Interestingly, the Lord brought the people of Israel to this normally quiet river at harvest time. At harvest time, the Jordan River was overflowing its banks. All the waters had come down from the mountains, flooding that area. Remember, the people of Israel were camped at that very spot for 3 days. If we are to see a spiritual harvest in our lives, we are going to have to cross some hurdles too. The Hebrew word in verse 1 for crossed over, or passed over, depending on your translation, is the word abar. It means more than just getting from point A to point B. Abar means a very significant moment of time. It means passing out of what you've been accustomed to into something brand new for which you have no plans or precedent. Essentially, God was telling the Israelites, "Your past is now finished. The wilderness journeys are over. There is something brand new that I have for you. It is on the other side of the river. It's time to cross over." We must not miss the magnitude of this event for the nation of Israel. A tremendous amount of testing has brought them to this moment. They failed the tests many times, and the consequences had delayed their trip. Now that they were finally at the river crossing, they had a lot to look back on and much to look forward to. Notice how the following scripture details their journey. Deuteronomy 8:2-5 reads, "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live on bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you." God has tested the nation of Israel and provided for them the entire wilderness journey, teaching them to depend on him. For 40 years in the difficulties of the treacherous lands, their clothes never wore out. In all of their travels by foot, their million-plus pairs of feet were never swollen. God had truly been faithful to them, even when they hadn't been faithful to him. His presence is always there, and he is always able to fulfill his promises. In yesterday's devotion, we highlighted the importance of the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is mentioned 7 times in this chapter of Joshua. The Ark was that special piece of tabernacle furniture that symbolized the presence and power of God. When the Ark was in the Holy of Holies, the glory of God rested upon the special lid called the mercy seat. To Israel, it represented God's presence in the midst of all his people. His presence to all believers is a sign of his mercy. The presence of God was symbolized through the Ark, just as it was pictured in the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. God's presence was found wherever the Ark traveled. When God moved, the Ark of the people were to move. When God stopped, they were to do the same. There is a valuable spiritual lesson here. When we face barriers to our promised land, be sensitive to the movement of the Lord. When he says move, follow him. The same God that parts the Red Sea and the Jordan River can part your problems and take you through. Questions. What obstacles are you completely depending on God to overcome? In what tangible ways can you focus more on his presence to give you greater confidence in his victory? In what specific ways has he guided you and provided for you in your past journeys with him? Pray with me. Lord, thank you that you part the waters. Thank you that your presence is with us. Thank you for your word today. As we study it, may it be written on our hearts. We love you. In Christ's name, amen.